Listening Library presents Black Box by Julie Schumacher. Read for you by Lindy Hauk. Chapter 1. We can hear someone screaming as soon as we get off the elevator. At first, it's hard to tell what the person is saying. The sound swells and fades, a high-pitched moving ribbon of noise. But as we walk down the narrow hallway, my mother reaches for my hand. I can hear the word, out. And then, out of here. And then, let me out. We hang up our coats and lock my mother's purse and my father's keys in a metal locker. The screaming rises and falls. My mother glances at my father, and I can tell what she's thinking. We should have left Elena at home. We have to walk through a metal detector. The button on my jeans sets it off with a beep, and a security guard with a sagging belly gestures toward me and waves a wand up and down in front of my stomach. "Any knives?" he asks. "What?" My brain is numb because of the screaming. "Let me out! Let me out! Let me go!" It fills the hall and seems to suck up the air all around us. "Do you have any knives?" the guard asks. "Anything sharp? Corkscrews, Swiss Army knives, nail files, knitting needles, razor blades, paper clips, scissors?" He looks tired. The bags under his eyes match the bag of his belly. "Not with me," I say stupidly, as if admitting that I have left my knife and scissor collection downstairs in the lobby.
"All right, go ahead then."